Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talking about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's
welcome back to another Stampede Blue Colts cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Thank you guys for coming back to the show. A little Sunday listening for you guys today. Was supposed to get one up on Friday. Had some things come up, but nevertheless, we got a third one here this week for you guys, and we were doing the defensive line on our last show. Today we're going to hit the linebackers, and before we get started, wanted to finish up on something that I bypassed on the last show. We were going to talk a little more about Marcus Hunt, and just to get that out of the way real quick, we were talking about his viability in terms of being re-signed, and to me, I think that that would be, again, I'm kind of falling in line with this, a little bit of what we've got. Yes, he's 32 years old. Yes, he's a guy who kind of has sporadic production, but he's also a guy who can move in and out. He's a guy that the Colts like. He's a guy that shows explosion despite his enormous size. And here's another thing that kind of has me leaning towards just re-signing him, and it is because of his height. What did we notice was one of the biggest issues with Andrew Luck in the divisional round? Getting the ball knocked down at the line of scrimmage, right? That, in my opinion, is something that the Colts need to supplement up front. They need a couple of these guys that can really be active and getting their hands up and knocking passes down at the line of scrimmage. It's one of the things that has plagued Andrew Luck. It's not just him, but it is a situation in the NFL where when you don't get a pass rush necessarily to getting home and completing the sack, there's something to be said about helping the defensive backs and the linebackers in coverage, and that is to knock the ball down at the line of scrimmage. I think that, if nothing else, is something that you bring back Marcus Hunt for, because he's very good at that. He's a guy who's had some blocked punts and kicks, and a guy who has been active at the line of scrimmage whenever he's not able to pierce the line from the inside or outside. He's a guy who can get his hands up in passing lanes and knock the passes down. That is something the Colts need to help with this year of transition. That's going to be something. They want the pass rush to get home, no doubt about it. They're going to address that in the draft. They want guys who can cover a little bit better throughout the linebacking core in the secondary. That's something I believe that they will also address throughout the draft and free agency. Marcus Hunt is a guy you've got at home. He's not going to be super expensive. He's been with the Colts for 2 years. He's had his most success in his career in Indianapolis. He's a guy, in my opinion, you bring back. And that is the sole focus for me, to be having a guy who is, what, 6'7", or whatever he is, and you bring him back to get that kind of production from him, knocking passes down the line of scrimmage. If you get stood up, you get your hands up and try to get that ball knocked down. That, to me, will help the Colts tremendously in the next this next season, and it's something that I think that the Colts should focus on, and a reason, in my opinion, for bringing back Marcus Hunt. Okay, got that out of the way. Let's talk about linebackers. Let's talk about who the Colts have in their free agency group. Not really much to be spoken about, right? The Colts love what they've gotten out of their linebacking core this year. I mean, they literally went from one of the worst linebacking cores over the past several years, collectively, to a really, really stout group, and not just using specific guys in that third, that Will spot. They've been able to supplement with a couple of rookies and everything else. So I think that the Colts really like what they have at linebacker. Nevertheless, there are some improvements that you can make. Okay, so we're going to talk about the guys that the Colts have here. Najee Good, 30-year-old guy they signed last year for free agency, wasn't super productive. He was the Will guy that kind of got moved around, with Darius Leonard and Anthony Walker being the starting two, the Mike and the Sam. Or I'm sorry, the Will and the Mike and the Sam position, excuse me, was Najee Good. But that's something that the Colts are going to have to, I think that they will try to improve on here, and we'll get to that. Luke Rhodes is the only other guy that the Colts have. He's an exclusive rights guy. He was the long snapper. It is depth at the linebacking position. He's not a great linebacker. He was okay when he was playing pretty much strictly linebacker. But now that he's the long snapper, that adds to your defensive unit a little bit more if things get hairy. Plus, he's a solid you know, special teams guy. He gets down, he makes some tackles. Not a big productive guy, but nevertheless, unless they can find another guy who's better at whatever position he actually plays and can be a better long snapper, then I think that you hang on to Luke Rhodes for no more than what you're going to give him. He's not going to get an expensive contract. That's not something that the Colts really need to mess with, in my opinion. So let's move on, okay? I don't think that they re-sign Najee Good. I mean, they could. He's not going to be an expensive guy either. But I don't think that that's the position that they're in right now with this linebacking core. They found that they could find some production from some younger guys. I don't think Najee Good is a guy that they sit around and look and say, he's great, we need to bring him back. Unless for some reason they feel that they need the leadership from that, from Good. I don't know that they need that either. You're going to have a third-year player in Anthony Walker. You're going to have a second-year player in Darius Leonard who's already shown some leadership skills and has been able to be massively productive. And you had those two combining at the will and the mic for a ton of tackles for the Colts. So, and not only that, but good play. It's not all about the number of tackles, but it is about the number of tackles that they make inside of 2 yards from the line of scrimmage, that kind of stuff. And they were really productive in that area. So when we look at the linebacking position, I just don't see that Najee Good is somebody that the Colts need to hang on to. He's not going to be expensive anyways, but I just think it's kind of pointless to bring him back when you've got so many younger guys who looked like they could fill in at that same spot more than capably. So let's look at what the Colts have throughout the rest of the roster. Ahmad Thomas, a guy that they brought up, you know, that is only a year in out of Oklahoma, 24 years old. This guy is just – he is what he is. The Colts are going to bring him in, see what he can do, what he can produce. Can he play? Can he be consistent? That kind of stuff. Not that big of a deal. He's there. So this is depth. We're talking depth here. Zaire Franklin, a guy who moved back and forth in a few different spots here for the Colts. I thought he was productive enough, and I thought that he showed that he can play on special teams. He was a good player, especially for a rookie. And I think that the Colts obviously like what they see in him. He's definitely coming back. Matthew Adams, another guy, got a lot of snaps towards the end of the season, also was a rookie, and is the guy that's just going to flat out lay the wood. So you love what he brings. You can hope to kind of rein him in a little bit, I guess, and try to continue to – now, he had some fantastic form tackles that just happened to blow people up. Sometimes he goes a little high. That's one of the things they're going to have to school him on a little bit more to make him a complete linebacker, because he's got the speed, he's got the power, and he's okay in coverage, but he's not going to be a guy who's expected to play it. So let's not worry too much about him. Obviously, as I spoke about Darius Leonard and Anthony Walker, the two guys who are coming into this next season, the expected starters before you look at free agency and the draft. Love what they brought. You know you've got two really productive linebackers there, and you love the way that Anthony Walker went from his rookie year to his second year, how much better he was, how much more fundamental he was, and obviously you love what Darius Leonard brings as a rookie. Insane production, a guy who has already morphed into a leadership role, has everything you want in terms of awareness, ability to stop the run inside of a couple yards of the line of scrimmage, and the ability to play a pretty good solid coverage role. So, as we mentioned, you know, you've got that group in there as your core linebacking group, okay? And we won't really count too much Ahmad Thomas. He is on the roll or on the team, but you look at what they've got just there in the basis of it, and you love it, okay? That is fantastic group. You've got two starters. You got a couple guys who can play through. Not to mention, you've got Sky Moore, who came in as an undrafted guy, who was and was basically the starter through training camp until Anthony Walker was deemed to be, you know, healthy. I think Sky Moore stays on this team. Obviously, I mean, they, you know, all these guys undrafted, you know, basically come in with minimal contracts. Disposable contracts, so to speak, nothing that really is going to hurt anybody. But let's look at what this core can do, okay? They've got plenty of depth in terms of the mic. When you've got Sky Moore, who proved he could play it and was pretty solid at it. I think that they like his ability to be able to play that Mike role to drop into coverage. I think that they like his ability to, you know, become a fourth linebacker or a third linebacker in nickel roles, coming stuff like that. He's going to have to be a little bigger and be a little stronger, but I think they like his potential to do that. Obviously, you've got the two starters there. You've got Matthew Adams, who proved that he could be in playing a good role and is an excellent special teams guy as well. Zaire Franklin, again, not great in coverage, but a guy who can definitely stop the run. You've got some depth. You've got some diversity in terms of skill sets, and you like what that core group can do. I mean, they are a group right now that the Colts are looking to build on as they move into the 2019 season. It's a strong group so far. Obviously, you consider everything when you look at this and you look at the offseason plans. You consider that you're going to have injuries. The Colts have had injuries. I mean, Anthony Walker wasn't even healthy until the beginning of the season. Sky Moore, you know, fell to IR as the season finished. So you have these kind of injuries. You can't, I mean, you have to go in saying, what if Darius Leonard gets hurt? Do we have a guy who can be anywhere near as productive as he is? I don't think you do. You've got some potential there to be productive, but you're not going to have that high level of production. So you don't stop there. You don't not look at free agency. You don't not look in the draft for a guy who can be that next guy or the best guy, you know, even the guy that could. You look at a guy with the best potential and you look at where your team needs are at. You look at where this guy falls on your board, so on and so forth. And if he's the best player on your board, you know, Chris Ballard, he's done this. He's going to get him. So that's not something that we need to say, well, they've got these two guys. They've got some depth. Leave the linebacking position alone. That's what happened when the Colts linebacking crew went to crap. They had some guys. They brought some guys in free agency. They didn't supplant those with quality rookies or quality free agency additions. And that's why the Colts linebacking core sucked. Plain and simple. Chris Ballard is not going to do that to any position, in my opinion. He's going to continue to poke the bear and try to get these guys where they belong. And if the guys come in and they're the top player at said position, he's going to bring them in. You're going to make the defense that much better, really, honestly, and truthfully, no matter what position you look at, because the Colts have holes throughout the defense. The Colts have guys who could be, you know, basically let go when it comes to talent. If there's a guy who can make that defense better, that guy's going to make that defense better regardless of position. So this isn't an offense skill building type thing. This is where you look at pieces who can make the defense better, plain and simple, and you move on from there. And I'm pretty certain that that would be the goal of Chris Ballard, Frank Reich, the Colts organization in general, and the defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. He wants guys who can be everything, and this is what they're going to do. They need to build on that because the Colts had a defense this year that surprised a lot of people. You can't go into next year expecting to surprise people. You just have to be good. You just have to be better. So let's look after the break here. We're going to look at what the NFL has to offer in terms of free agents, and we're going to go to that right after this. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We are talking about NFL free agency and the linebacking core right now. Now, look, I've not gotten into the draft in terms of positions yet, so that's not something we're going to talk about this go through. We're going to get into each position in the draft as it gets closer. We're going to talk to the different Stampede Blue writers and contributors about the positions that they are scouting. We're going to talk to them about it and get the interview or the information from them to kind of show us kind of what they see in the group. And for now, though, we're just going to kind of stick with the free agents. There's some guys that all fall in this mid-20s range that were very productive last year in terms of tackles, in terms of quarterback hits. There was a bunch, okay? Corey Littleton, he's a restricted free agent out of Los Angeles. This is going to be probably a difficult get, okay? He was super productive last year, 125 tackles, 4 sacks, only 4 quarterback hits, so you didn't see him get to him a ton. Had 3 picks, though. That's big for an inside linebacker, a guy that can roam. Looking at whether he fits as a Mike or something other, that's kind of irrelevant. I mean, he played all 16 games. You see first and foremost if they allow him to hit the street. I wouldn't suggest that they're going to. They might not. But if the Colts want a guy who's young, he's 25 years old, can do that, that instantly improves the Colts linebacking core, plain and simple. Anthony Walker. Now, this is something I want to talk about before we get into the rest of these guys. Anthony Walker was really good last year at the mic. Okay, not great, really good though. And the chemistry that he and Darius Leonard had was fantastic. I don't think you stop there though. I don't think you look at, I mean, Darius Leonard, look, is not going almost an impossible odds for somebody to come in and start over Darius Leonard. Okay, so let's get that off the table here. Anthony Walker was not that good in terms of could not find a guy out there to start over him, right? You get double the depth, in my opinion, out of Anthony Walker. You have a guy who could be improved upon at the inside linebacking position, who was but was very good. But you also have a guy there in him who could play the Sam, okay? He's a guy who is decent enough in coverage. You could use your linebackers a little bit more, and maybe this helps combating what the Colts faced in the tight end production that was worked on against them. If the Colts can't stop tight ends, they're going to have struggles. Kelsey proved it in the divisional round. That's not something that the Colts want to do going forward. So if you don't bring in a guy who fits that same position, who can cover tight ends and running backs out of the backfield, you find a guy who can supplant your inside linebacker and you move him over because he fits that role as well. This, I think Anthony Walker is a good candidate to be a guy who gets kind, and I don't want to say ousted from the inside linebacking position, but maybe they find a guy who's as good or better than him, but move Walker to the Sam a little bit more. That way you see that you have the potential to use him in nickel as well as a coverage guy, but you also get the run stopping from him as well in that. Just a thought, nothing particular, just putting it out there. You've got other guys like C.J. Mosley, who's 27. He's from Baltimore, unrestricted, 105 tackles last year, pretty productive. Only one sack, but pretty productive when you look at it overall. Jordan Hicks, another inside guy out of Philly, unrestricted, 3 sacks last year, 91 tackles, but only played 12 games, okay? That's not exactly what you want, but that doesn't mean that the guy is injury prone or anything like that. Thomas Davis, it's just too old. That's just not happening, obviously, okay? You love what he does every year. You love that he's been that guy in the NFL for so long. Sorry, that's not happening. Not to mention he's not a fit for this defense, okay, in my opinion. Elijah Lee, outside guy out of San Francisco, exclusive rights. I think that pretty much we can kind of take that off the table, quite honestly. I think he's going to stay put. Adarius Leonard, get into some 28-year-old guy who's productive, mostly healthy throughout the year, not somebody that I would see the Colts going after just in general. It just doesn't seem like a fit either. There's inside and outside guys in this linebacking core. You have to keep in mind the Colts are in their new 4-3 cover 2, basically the Tampa 2 type style defense. They're looking for specific guys. There's a guy on here that everybody's talking about, but does he fit? I think you can say that he does fit. He's 28, so he's a little old in terms of how many years he's been in the league. But he's productive. I just don't see him going. I don't see him leaving Kansas City, and that's Dee Ford. Not to mention, he would play more of a defensive end role with the Colts, would not play outside linebacker for the Colts in my position. He would be a designated pass rusher if the Colts were to be able to have access to him. I just don't see that happening. I see him getting, maybe franchised, maybe that they just re-sign him to a massive contract. But he's not going anywhere, in my opinion. If he does, I think the Colts have every intention to talk to him. You can talk about that one play, but, he kicked ass largely throughout the year. 13 sacks, 30 quarterback hits. 55 tackles, that's great, but there's your pressure. There's your addition that's going to bring constant pressure on opposing quarterbacks. That's something that you cannot understate. He forced 6 fumbles, okay? He's been good before this, but this was a breakout year for him. But you see, the 28, does that matter to you? Does that matter to Chris Ballard? I don't know. I don't think that it does, because you figure you're going to get at least 2 to 3 good years out of this guy. I just don't see him going anywhere, though. He is old for the amount of years he's been in the league. We'll put it that way, though. Another guy, Preston Smith, 26, a little younger. Not as productive in terms of sack numbers, but you like that he had 16 quarterback hits, a forced fumble, a pick. A guy who's very, very impressive. And another guy that could definitely help the Colts in what they're doing, whether it be from the pass rush standpoint or whether it be as an outside linebacker of some sort, whether it be the Will or the Sam, you could use him a little bit through everything. I think that he would be a guy you'd want to bring in As a little more of a power guy, played all season. You got to love what he brings. Another one, Jadeveon Clowney. Now, this is kind of an interesting one because he was a guy that almost got up to 10 sacks this year, hit the quarterback over 20 times. I just don't think he's worth the money. He's going to draw a massive payday from somebody. He's 26 years old. He basically played outside linebacker for the Texans. I think he's obviously more of a defensive end in this regard, so revert back kind of to our podcast from the other day. He's a guy who's going to draw a massive contract. I don't think that he's worth it. That's just me. He has enormous ability to be a top-end guy, but I just don't see him producing that week in and week out. I don't think a lot of people do. When he gets a good game, he's got two or three sacks a game, you know, but we're talking four, five, six games of the year. I don't know. For the money he's going to draw, I don't see that. That's just me. I mean, maybe, but I think the Colts would let him kind of find somewhere else to go. And I don't even know if the Texans will want to keep him around, to be quite honest with you. They might, but I don't know. He's a guy who's very much a type of on the fence guy for me. Moving down, and a guy who's kind of similar in terms of where he's going to fit. You have to find a place for him to fit. Was very productive. I think that he's more of that Baltimore 3-4 type outside linebacker, but he's very productive as a 26-year-old, played all season, 9 sacks, 24 quarterback hits, had his 40-plus tackles. Another guy who's in that range that the Colts may look at, Quan Alexander, 25, similar numbers, only one sack, more of a straight inside linebacking type guy. Wasn't used as a real pass rusher, but he only played 6 games this year. Keep that in mind as well going forward. Austin Kalitro, again, another more strictly inside linebacking guy for the most part, 25 years old. He's an exclusive rights guy from Seattle, so you kind of look at it that way. Preston Brown out of Cincinnati, a little more of an inside linebacking type guy. Only played 7 games, though. So there is a ton of guys in that 25, 26, 27-year-old range. A lot of guys. I mean, Shaquille Barrett, 26 out of Denver. Outside linebacker, but you could bring him in and definitely use him. There are a ton of guys, okay? A ton. And I mean, if you go and look at this list, you can look down and basically see so many guys here at this group. Plain and simple. Now, I may have forgotten a couple of guys who, you know, maybe deserve some looks, but there are a lot of guys, a lot, in this group for free agency. The Colts are going to bring somebody in free agency at this group. I honestly think that it's kind of a done deal. Who? I don't know. Will they be a guy who can play multiple roles? I don't know. But they're going to find somebody here who can make their defense better. There are a lot of guys in that age range, a lot of guys with production, a lot of guys that they can use as pass rushers, a lot of guys that they can use as an inside role, a lot of guys that could fit that Sam role that would be the 20-25% of the snaps throughout the game or something like that. There's a lot that the Colts can use here, and maybe the Colts go the same way in terms of the draft, but when you look at free agency, the Colts are looking to improve this defense. Plain and simple, kind of as we talked about a little bit earlier. They're not going to think Anthony Walker's untouchable in terms of kind of moving him or using him for depth. That's not going to happen. They're not going to do that with anybody else there except Darius Leonard. Will they bring a guy in who could be a productive Will? Maybe. But he better be a guy who can play a productive Sam and a guy who could possibly fill in as the Mike. They're not going to bring in a guy, in my opinion, who will match the skill level of him, whether it be a rookie or otherwise. He is a guy who has proven that he can really put it together on the field. And like I said, he's got that leadership role that he's kind of forced himself into and looks to be very comfortable at. So I think basically what they're looking to do is to find guys who can make the core better. They're going to bring in some guys who are there as camp bodies, but they're going to bring in some guys who are going to surprise us. Any way you look at it, if they build on it, the linebacking core is going to improve for next year. You always are going to have injuries. You're always going to have issues. You're always going to have situations where guys aren't playing great or something like that throughout the season. One way or another, adding an experienced body who is good and productive is going to make the unit better. And the Colts need to continue to make all of these units better. This is not a stopping point where you say, well, we've got a good linebacking core. We can not address that. We can just bypass that and go on to corner or safety or D-line. This is not what Chris Ballard's focus is. This is not his vision. His vision is to make each and every single position better every single year. He added a draft pick this year. We took the Jets' second round pick. He added, he's going to add some guys in free agency. They've got a ton of money to do, almost $110 million that they can spend. They've got some really good talent at some positions. So they're not bare. The cupboard is not bare at any one position, in my opinion, defensively, and for that matter, offensively either. They're in a pretty good position right now where they've got really good talent and really good possibilities, but next year they want to evolve into elite somewhere, whether it be at the linebacking core, bring in another guy who, like I said, who can kind of push Anthony Walker and challenge him for snaps, making that linebacking core possibly elite next year, bring in a guy, defensive end, defensive tackle that they can push and get out and find some guy who can be the guy along that defensive line and make that D-line be a good run-stopping group and possibly elite in either that regard or passing, rushing the passer. Same thing with corner. I don't see that you can bring in one guy and make their coverage elite, but I think you can make them very good because that's a step above of where they would be last year. They were good and okay, I mean, through, you know, up and down a little bit. Same with the safety group. The safety group is okay right now, and I would probably go on to say good, but not very good. They need to bring in somebody at a few different positions to improve the talent level, improve that skill position regardless, or the skill at that position regardless of where it is on defense. So I think the linebacking crew is going to see some additions. I think there will be a couple through free agency. There might even be a guy that everybody says, wow, he's really going to make that team better. But there could also be just a couple of pieces that they think are young, cheap, and can make, you know, can maybe push one of the younger guys out. Maybe Franklin, you know, doesn't make the cut. Maybe Sky Moore doesn't make the cut because of the guy that they bring in. Either way, it's going to make that group better because I think that both of those guys are pretty stinking good for rookies. So looking at all of that, I wouldn't say one particular guy kind of stands out, but I think you look at, you know, a possibility of Littleton, maybe Mosley. Those two guys are going to be on their radar and would be heavily watched to see what's going on with their respective teams. A lot of these teams are going to keep these guys, these young guys, because they're productive, because they're good, because they're good teammates. There's a fun group to look at the linebacking core, and I think the Colts are going to make some moves. I definitely do. And if they don't get the guy that they want out of free agency, then maybe you'll see them go after a second or third round linebacker at some point who is going to make a difference. So it'll be a fun group to watch, like most groups with this Colts roster. So that's for the linebackers. Next, we're going to hit the cornerbacks, and then we're going to go on to the safeties, and then we're going to start talking a little bit more about everything that we're going to see throughout this. Maybe the combine, who's going to kill it at the combine. We'll bring in some guests and talk about that, the draft, a little bit of everything, kind of give us a tertiary view of what we can expect from this skill group at different positions and what really is going to come of the Colts draft possibilities and where the strongest are, where the weakest positions, so on and so forth. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything going forward. So make sure you guys are tuning in for all of that. Thank you again for listening. Check us out on iTunes. Give us a rating and review. And as always, go to Stampede Blue for all of your Indianapolis Colts news and analysis. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll talk to you next time right here on the Colts Cast. Stampede Blue.